T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Maria Boynton. On today's program, we'll talk about November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ojoki. I'm a pulmonologist here in Atlanta, and I'm here today to talk about lung cancer, November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And during the course of the program, we'll also talk about other lung diseases that are prevalent in our society today, especially some of the things that are very topical at this time.
Everyone, thanks for joining us. She is Dr. Ngozi Ojioke. As you heard her say, November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to talk about vaping, lung cancer, things of that nature. But she's also going to talk to us about the Breathe Easy 5K Run Walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease. It's presented by Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar, Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point. Good doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, awesome. So tell everyone again what your specialty is.
I'm a pulmonologist intensivist, so it's two boards, critical care, taking patients that are very sick in the ICU. And then as an outpatient, I take care of patients that have lung diseases. And that runs from diseases that start up in the upper airways all the way down to the lower lungs.
So where are you practicing?
I'm located at East Point within the Atlanta Medical Center, the WellStar Atlanta Medical Center South Campus.
And normally, what type of illnesses do you tend to?
Well, anything from asthma, COPD, lung cancer, sarcoidosis, acute lung injuries that are from exposures to any kind of pulmonary toxins. It could be smoke, it could be vaping, it could be snorting. Also take care of patients that have lung diseases that are associated with sickle cell, HIV, other cancers like lymphomas. We take care of patients that have sarcoidosis, interstitial lung disease. So it's a whole gamut of diseases. As long as it's associated to the lungs or with the lungs, we kind of see patients with those.
We all have lungs, but what are they exactly?
Well, if you think of them as two air sacs within a Coca-Cola bottle. So the Coca-Cola bottle is your rib cage and the muscles that surround. And then there are these two balloons that sit within this bottle. And as you take air in, it inflates the balloons. And then as you breathe out, it deflates the balloons. Now, the reason why they're important is because you're taking oxygen, which is the good air. It gets down into your lungs, crosses into your bloodstream, exchanges with the bad gas, and the good gas gets into the rest of the body, and then the bad gas, you exhale that.
If you're just joining us, I'm Maria Boynton. My guest today is Dr. Ngozi Ojioke. She is a pulmonologist with Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point, Georgia. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to talk about everything from lung cancer to asthma to vaping. Dr. Ojioke, when we talk about things such as asthma, what is that? And are things getting better or worse? Because it runs in portions of my family, and I had a death in the family from asthma. Are we getting better in terms of helping those who have it?
So asthma is it's an inflammatory condition. So if you think about the fact that the lungs are inside the cavity, when they are injured for any reason, they have to respond in some way. So they respond by you coughing, wheezing, anything like that. But asthma is special because it actually causes a different kind of inflammation. And there's certain inflammatory markers, for lack of a better word, that causes those lungs to close down. So they clamp down, making the pipes very narrow. And so as the air goes in and out, you whistle. That's the wheezing that you hear. So air comes in naturally, but there's a difficulty with the air coming out because of the inflammation. It is totally reversible, which is why I personally feel that in this modern day and age, no one should be dying of asthma. What happens is that people don't understand the asthma action plan. So you know when you are green, you know when you're amber, and you know when you're red. And based on what your baseline peak flow is, which is your ability to blow out air, which you can measure with a little machine at home, you know whether you're green, you're amber, or red. If you're green, that means I feel great, I'm doing well, this is the best I can be on my inhalers. If you're amber, it means I'm running into trouble and at this point I should be looking for some sort of medical help. That is when you should be calling your pulmonologist, your primary care doctor, showing up in the urgent care so that we can treat it at that point. No one should ever get to the red where you're now, I can't breathe, I have to get 911 and we're running into an emergency.
She is Dr. Ngarzi Orjioke, everyone. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Right now, we're talking about asthma. You talked about the inhalers. And when I go to my doctor's office, of course, we see the poster on the wall talking about asthma. It seems like we've gotten so many more aids when it comes to treating asthma.
And that is absolutely correct. So apart from the inhalers that we have, oral therapies ranging from steroids to something we call leukotriene receptor antagonists. All these things are trying to dampen the inflammatory response. We have biologic agents, which are injectables that people can take once a month. If you have allergy-predominant asthma, which is eosinophilic asthma, and it shows by us doing a blood test and showing that certain markers are elevated in your blood, your therapies are also different. So every day there's research going on, there are different things we can do, which is why I say that if you are struggling with your asthma, you really should be talking to someone about it.
How would you know if you had asthma?
Well, the first thing people have is one, it could be cough variant asthma. So some people cough a lot at night and they think, oh, it's just the weather. No, sometimes asthma presents with just a cough. It could be wheezing, I'm having difficulty breathing, I can hear myself whistling when I breathe. Some people were premature babies. We know that asthma tends to run a bit more in babies that were premature and had came out of the womb a little early and may have not been able to get steroid therapy at the time of birth. So those are some of the common things you look out for: cough, wheezing, shortness of breath.
Everyone, we're talking about November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Ngarzi Orjioke is here today, my guest, and I thank you for listening. We're going to tell you, too, about the Breathe Easy 5K Run Walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease. When is that, doctor?
It's going to be the 16th of November, and we'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Registration opens at 7. And we are at WellStar Atlanta Medical Center South Campus on Cleveland Avenue in East Point.
If someone needed to register, wants to register for it, what should they do?
You can go to active.com, and the race is one of the races that are listed.
That's active.com, ACTIVE.com. I understand this is a Peachtree Road Race qualifier.
It is. It's an early qualifier for avid runners out there. So get in early, and get your Peachtree qualifiers done.
I love how you say, come run, walk, and breathe easy. So when you go out, I'm sure the air, you expect the air to be all nice and crisp for everybody to breathe, to utilize those Coke bottle lungs that they have.
Yes. The more you use it, the better you are.
How so?
Well, people actually don't think about the fact that you have to fill your lungs. And a lot of us learn to breathe at a shallow level, not completely filling our lungs and then emptying it out. And we actually teach our COPD patients how to breathe properly because sometimes we forget.
Hence, yet another lung issue. COPD, what is that?
It's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's disease that affects the lungs from continuous inflammation and damage. The most common reason for that in the Western world is smoking and smoking-related habits. Outside of the United States of America and the civilized, westernized world, we find it more in women and children because of biomass fuels, firewood, smoke, and things like that.
How often do you find patients who, because of not necessarily their lifestyle, but because of where they work, they have these breathing issues?
They are. We call them occupational lung diseases. So by exposures, sometimes it's asbestos, people who have worked in mining, steel. Sometimes it's cotton because we have farmer's lungs. It could be people who work hairdressers We have patients that come in when they're working as a hairdresser using the sprays. During the week, they can't breathe, they're short of breath. And then over the weekend, when they're not necessarily working, they find that they're breathing better. So it's just to remember that anything that is out there that can be inhaled can potentially be an irritant to the lungs.
Everyone, November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. On Saturday, November 16th, they are having the Breathe Easy 5K Run Walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease. It's presented by Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point. The race gets underway at 9 in the morning, not too early. And all you have to do is register on active.com. It's a Peachtree Road Race qualifier. Their slogan, come run, walk, and breathe easy. My guest today is Dr. Ngarzi Ogioke, and she's here talking about the different ailments that affect the lungs. Now, let's talk about lung cancer. What is that exactly, doctor?
Well, it's cancer primarily affecting the lungs. I think the message I do want to get out to the community is 10 years ago, if you heard the word lung cancer, it was almost a death sentence. Things have changed. A lot of research has gone into it. A lot of therapies are out there. And I do not make light of the fact that having a cancer is a serious medical condition. But what I am saying is that there is hope. There are therapies that are available to people. And if you are at risk for lung cancer, then you should be thinking about screening for lung cancer. And it's a conversation you can have with your primary care doctor.
Now, when you say at risk, how would you know?
So based on the studies that we have done over the years, looking at population data and screening, if you have ever smoked up to a 30-pack year history, which means one pack of cigarettes a day for 30 years, so you multiply how many packs a day by the number of years you've smoked to get your pack year history. So if you have a 30-pack year history, you have smoked or continue to smoke within the last 15 years, and you're between the ages of 55 and 70, you qualify for a lung cancer screening low-dose CT scan.
Now, you said cigarettes. Does that include cigars as well?
Yes. We don't have the data out with cigars. It's not as solid as the data out with cigarettes. But if you have smoked that much in the last 30 years, you would also qualify.
She is Dr. Ngarzi Ogioke, everyone. And something that we've seen in the news plenty of late, vaping, vaping lung illnesses. And the CDC is saying that the cases are expected to rise considerably. Doctor, what is vaping?
Well, it's exactly, it's placing a substance within a pressurized chamber and inhaling.
The CDC saying that new cases of a vaping-related lung disease are being reported every day. Have you seen any cases?
I have seen one patient.
How severe is it?
This patient actually did well. As soon as she had the first dose, she noticed. She said she's been vaping for a while, but apparently got her substances for vaping from a different vendor. And she said she did feel a lot of tightness and was coughing and found it very difficult to breathe with the first attempt at the vaping. And so she showed up in the hospital. She was very lucky. She did very well. She did have the inflammatory response, but never ended up on ventilation, which is life support, and was able to get away with supplemental oxygen and face mask ventilation.
As of the taping of this show, a mysterious vaping-related lung disease has sickened nearly 1,300 people and killed at least 26, according to figures the Atlanta-based CDC is reporting. Doctor, when we talk about vaping, lung illnesses, what do you tell people? I know it. What is it? E-cigarettes? Is that what the culprit is?
Yeah, it's part of it. First of all, this is a disclaimer, an editorial, and this is a personal observation based on my experience as a pulmonologist. Vaping has been out there for a while, and for us to see this huge spurt of acute lung injury associated with vaping makes me think that there is something that may be laced with what people are buying right now. Again, I don't have data to prove it, but just looking at what I know and the experience I've had with vaping, I just sense that maybe there is something out there that is being laced with what people are vaping. Having said that, anything that you inhale into the lungs will cause injury to the lungs because the lungs are such sensitive organs. And so if it's not your oxygen, and even oxygen at very high concentrations can be toxic to the lungs, but anything that is inhaled has a potential of causing inhalational damage to the lungs.
Now, what does the disease sound like? What does it look like?
It looks like acute respiratory distress syndrome, which we see in patients that can have severe sepsis with septic shock, whether it's from pulmonary causes or non-pulmonary causes. And so it causes this exuberant, we call it a leaky capillary syndrome. So for some reason, the vessels that are in the lungs, the capillaries, they're not stable. The membranes are not stable. So the fluid oozes into the lungs that are meant to be nice and spongy and causes them to harden. So it makes it very difficult for oxygen to come in and carbon dioxide, which is the bad gas, to go out. And so people now have almost stiff lungs rather than nice, pliable, compliant lungs.
Is that a symptom, too, of pneumonia?
You can get that with pneumonia. You can.
Mm. Everybody, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton, your host. My guest today is Dr. Ngarzi Arjioke. She is with Atlanta Medical Center, the Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar, Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point. So, doctor, when do the lungs mature? Do they continue growing as we grow older, or what?
So at birth, the lungs are not completely mature, and they continue to mature up until the age of about 21. And it's important that we know this because early lung damage with early cigarette smoking or early exposures can cause significant damage, which may not be apparent until older years.
So we see a 12-year-old smoking. It's affecting those developing lungs.
It is. It is affecting those developing lungs, and that's a very sad thing.
She is Dr. Ngarzi Arjioke. What about what you eat? How does that affect the likelihood or not of developing issues with your lungs?
Just like any other organ in the body, healthy living, just self-care, drinking fluids, fruits and vegetables, walking, all of those things affect your lung function and your lung and your ability to breathe easy. It's very interesting that sometimes people come to me for shortness of breath and we run all the probable tests to see if we can find a reason for the shortness of breath, and we end up knowing that it's obesity. So the fact of being overweight impacts your lungs, impacts it in such a way that we do a pulmonary function test and we see that that obesity in itself is causing some degree of lung disease. So it's important for people not to think of it as two protected organs in the chest cavity, because they really are not. And to remember that just doing the right things in terms of self-care impacts your lungs and how healthy they can be.
We're talking about taking care of your lungs. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and she is Dr. Ngarzi Arjioke, and she is with the Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point. So I'm a little short of breath. I'm coughing. I'm thinking it's going to be okay. Just give me a little water. But it continues to happen. So I need to see someone like you.
And if you don't see someone like me, you can see your primary care doctor. And at the minimum, you should get a chest x-ray, because the chest x-ray looks at the structure of your lungs and can guide what next with respect to a chronic cough.
And if someone does go in for a chest x-ray, what can they expect?
It's a painless process. They get you out of your clothes, put a light gown on you, and then literally get you to embrace a plate or have a screen from above and then take pictures of your lungs.
Of course, we've been telling everybody, too, about November 16th. You are having the Breathe Easy 5K run walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease. Why are you holding this race?
I have a passion about lung cancer because I really believe if we can catch things early, we can do something about it and potentially have curative therapies. And so right now in my practice, I have two people that are 5 years out from early lung cancer screening and detection and treatments. And so we don't need to die. If we are able to detect early, we can save lives. So the race, the reason behind the race is I've always had a desire to be able to reach out to my community And to be able to say, just because you do not have healthcare insurance, it does not mean that you do not deserve healthcare. And so one of the ways we can reach out to people who meet criteria for lung cancer screening is to be able to have the funds available to be able to say to them, you meet criteria, go get screened. And if you do have lung cancer or you do have anything that's suspicious, we don't just have the money for the screening, but we're able to now help you get the information and the finances that are needed to potentially get you the therapies that you need. But that starts with screening. That starts with people knowing that there is something out there that can help them screen for lung cancer.
It is the Breathe Easy 5K Run Walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease, presented by Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar, Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point. That race starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, November 16th. All you have to do is register on active.com. That's ACTIVE.com. It's a Peachtree Road Race qualifier. Come run, walk, and breathe easy. I just love that slogan.
Thank you.
She is Dr. Ngarzi Orjioke. She's here talking to us about the lungs, the importance of them, different diseases when it comes to our lungs, how to best take care of your lungs. I love how you said we learn to only breathe minimally, that we're supposed to breathe deeply. So I guess what? The chest should expand when we're breathing.
Yes. And what you do is consciously take a deep breath in. I tell my patients, you smell the roses and then you blow out your birthday candles. That's a good breath. There you go.
I did it, y'all. And for the race, doctor, people are going to register. What do you do with what you get from the race?
So we have a partnership with WellStar Foundation. WellStar Foundation will be the portal that collects all sponsorship money, and then it will be dispersed through the WellStar Foundation.
I know you see patients of all ages when it comes to lung issues, issues with the lungs. What's the youngest patient you'd say that you've seen?
I actually start with adults, and so by my definition, 18 and older. The oldest person in my practice is actually 96 years, which is very, very special.
Issues with the lungs, genetics, I guess, could play a role.
Absolutely.
What diseases do we see that come from the genetic side of it all?
When we say genetics, that's a very loose term because certain diseases do run in families. Sarcoidosis runs in families. Patients with sickle cell, it is a genetic disorder. Sickle cell disease can have pulmonary diseases, pulmonary hypertension, acute chest syndromes. So there are diseases that run in families and diseases that can have a genetic disposition.
Doctor, it seems to me that you could just talk about the lungs forever and ever.
I absolutely love those organs.
Why?
I feel like I'm the protector of the lungs. They're these two little air sacs that sit in your chest, and yet they're such a vital part of living and being.
Oftentimes we look for someone who truly cares. I must say that I believe the energy I'm getting from you today, you truly care about your patients.
I do. I don't see being a physician as a privilege. I see it as an honor. And I think people have options out there as to who they could go to for their pulmonary disease, and they choose to come to me. And if they make that choice, I believe there's a trust that comes with it. And so my goal is to be able to partner with them and their families to give them the best possible care they can get when it comes to pulmonary diseases. And if I don't necessarily have the ability to do that because of restrictions as to where I am or what I have available, then I know the next best person to send them to be able to get that care.
Dr. Ngarzi Orjioke, she is with Covenant Pulmonary Critical Care at WellStar, Atlanta Medical Center South in East Point, Georgia. If folks wanted to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can Google us. We have a website. You can call the office, 404-254-5388. Schedule an appointment. You can go online, ask questions, and that would be the best way to get in touch with us.
And if you'd like to be a participant in the Breathe Easy 5K Run Walk to benefit lung cancer and lung disease, all you have to do is register at active.com. It is a Peachtree Road Race qualifier. Great, right?
Absolutely. For you avid runners out there, you can start getting your qualifying races in early.
Exactly. Come run, walk, and breathe easy. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you on the 16th of November.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.